The Potting Bench Diaries, 9th of August, 2023. Rain, rain, go away. Please don't come back again for a while, or something like that. I can't speak for the whole of the UK, but I can certainly say that the Midlands have had enough rain to last the rest of summer. This past week, it literally doesn't seem to have stopped raining at all. Thankfully, it hasn't been heavy and the plants really don't seem all that bothered. It's just frustrating from a gardener's point of view. Looking out the window at the garden coming to life and not being able to spend all that much time outside is really frustrating. About one day out of the seven was dry, Sunday, which meant I could finally get out to see what was happening. More of the dahlias are in bloom and we've got our first proper tomatoes of the year, but more on that later. The newest dahlia to bloom is the exquisite Molly Raven, named after Sarah's daughter. This continues my new love of red flowers, but in a slightly more subtle way. This has a deep red centre which becomes more pale as it reaches the outside of the flower, and the darker foliage really helps it all to pop. I will say one thing about the rain, it does make for beautiful photos with the water droplets sitting on the petals. Stepping down from red for a moment as we take a look at another dahlia, this time it's Café au Lait Royal. We all know the big, beautiful blooms of the standard Café au Lait, but Royal has something to add to make them really special. Between the usual soft cream tones you'd expect, you'll find some slightly bolder pink shades, just peeking out between the petals. Café au Lait is a dahlia that people know and love, but Royal takes it up a notch. Back again to red briefly, well, actually not. A quick check-in with the tomatoes this weekend, and you'd usually expect reds and greens, and there are a few red jewels poking through the abundance of foliage, but the highlight of the current fruits, yes, they are fruits, is a variety called Black Beauty. I'm yet to cut one open as they're not fully ripe just yet, but I'm led to believe that they're extremely tasty, and the colouring inside and out really makes these quite the unique variety. And a quick look towards the garden next year as some seed heads start to ripen and dry out, ready to be collected. Some of our aquilegia, I forget the variety, are fully dry and have started to readily self-seed themselves, but I'm also going to collect some of the seed to sow elsewhere in the garden too. If you haven't grown them yet, then you're really missing a trick, as these are a fantastic addition to any cottage-style planting plan, or any garden at all, to be honest. As I head back inside for a hot chocolate to warm up, and it's mad that I'm thinking about that at the start of August, I'm hoping for a week of drier weather ahead. Let's hope. See you again next week.